In August of 2007, Unalaska Community Broadcasting's third reporter, Charles Homans, traveled to Amchicka Island on a Greenpeace ship. The trip came 36 years after a group of Canadian activists attempted to sail to Amchicka in protest of the U.S. government's plans to conduct the largest underground nuclear test in North America. They failed to get anywhere near the island before the bomb was set off, but their mission did lead to the creation of Greenpeace, the international environmental group. To commemorate the organization's maiden voyage, a Greenpeace ship sailed to Amchicka for the first time in 2007 and visited the site of the nuclear test. KIAL's Charles Homans was there and filed this report aboard the vessel Esperanza.
We finally made it.
The crew of the Greenpeace vessel Esperanza is gathered on the soggy tundra of Amchicka Island in the western Aleutians. This moment has been a long time in coming. 36 years ago, the founding members of Greenpeace set out for Amchicka from Vancouver, British Columbia, in a small fishing boat. They were hoping to stop or at least call attention to the Atomic Energy Commission's third and final nuclear test on the island. It was a warhead codenamed Kanakin, which was set to detonate a mile beneath the surface of Amchicka, in the largest underground nuclear explosion ever on American soil.
This was the site of Greenpeace's first action, which was to try and stop a nuclear test.
Barbara Stowe is working with Greenpeace on board the Esperanza. Her parents were founding members of the group and were involved in planning the first Amchicka trip.
It sort of hit the zeitgeist across Canada around that time. People, especially on the West Coast, were just outraged that the U.S. was going to drill a hole a mile deep and start testing nuclear weapons on an earthquake fault that was in the Ring of Fire.
The protesters only got as close as Accutan Island, and the Kanakin test went ahead as planned. 3.5 decades later, the surface vegetation on Amchicka has recovered, and the island is safe to walk on again. But the 5-million-ton explosion changed the topography of Amchicka forever. A lake now sits in the center of the island, where the earth collapsed into the blast site.
There's no bringing it back. There's no bringing life back. It's empty.
George Pletnikov is a former Russian Orthodox priest from the Pribilof Islands who now works for Greenpeace in Anchorage. He says that for him, the lush greenery of Amchicka doesn't blot out the history of what happened here.
We had something that was really, really beautiful, and we destroyed it. And once it's destroyed, you can't fix it.
Yeah, indeed.
Are we putting on all these?
Yeah.
In the interior of the island, the Esperanza crew held a brief ceremony to commemorate the 1971 test and to mark their arrival at the site. Although a group of Greenpeace scientists chartered a fishing boat to take samples here in 1996, this is the first time a ship belonging to the organization has made it all the way to Amchicka. Some members of the crew also helped George Pletnikov plant an Orthodox cross on a hill overlooking Amchitka's abandoned military harbor.
We have a long history, the Onungan people, long history on Amchicka Island. We've had communities there. We do have people buried there. So I hope the cross will be, in the Christian understanding, a real symbol of having life, that maybe we don't understand it or see it all, but it's still there.
To dedicate the cross, Pletnikov sang a church hymn in Unungum Tunu, the native language of the Aleutian Islands. On Amchicka Island, I'm Charles Homans.
Ingam That was a 2007 report by Charles Homans, the third reporter in the history of Unalaska Community Broadcasting. He ran the newsroom from 2006 until 2008. Join us each Thursday for the rest of the month when we'll be re-airing some of his stories as part of our year-long series celebrating the 20th anniversary of UCB's newsroom. You can also check out Homans' current work in the New York Times Magazine.